Thank you very much, Peter. As you rightly said, the Prime Minister, Dr. Abdiweli Muhammad Ali, visited three camps in Mogadishu where recently refugees or people fleeing from their homes came. And the condition that he saw on his eyes were very appalling, and he could not believe that some of the UN agencies did not reach to those camps. One of the camps that we went to, we were just informed that one child died minutes before we visited, the condition where that is the children and their well-being, the lack of nutrition, lack of proper food, lack of proper sanitation, and all that, and he could not believe. So as you are aware, the government has tried to be expressed with its meager resources, but the situation and what we have seen was very, the way it is stated, it's nowhere near what we have seen. We've seen a real famine. We've seen real children close to dying. So what we, even though the international community politically and pledged full support to the Somali people to stop this hunger, but the level of the speed and the level of those pledged reaching to those intended recipients, we have a concern, and we would urge the international community to speed up the process. The situation cannot wait the normal procedure to take place. So it is very, very urgent and dangerous, the current situation that we have seen.
What is your government doing to help these relief agencies or humanitarian agencies to expedite their supplies to these people in the camps? How are you helping in that drive?
Well, as you are aware, the Prime Minister and appointed a committee who is coordinating and working on. For the last 4 weeks, we have seen a lot of effort from Somali people, the civil society groups, and local NGOs, together with the government and the local administration in the capital city of Mogadishu. They have done a lot, and they have resettled some of these new arrivals to a new camp where we have done built a shelter, we have provided sanitation, we have provided water, but the level and the extent is nowhere near that we alone can cope, even though we have received some charities coming in, such as Qatar Charity and Kuwait government sending two planes of aid, but those are not enough, and this is what we need, is accepted effort, international intervention, where holistic approach can take place immediately. Now is the situation that our people need it.
Now, we also heard reports that some are expressing concern about growing insecurity or possible threats from the Al-Shabaab that are preventing some of these aid agencies from reaching people affected by the famine. How is your government teaming up with AMISOM to provide some form of protection or security for it to make it possible for these agencies to provide aid?
Absolutely, you're right. And the Prime Minister was talking to some of the aid agencies today and our security people that the urgent need of protection where the government controls, that we have done a lot, but it needs to be strengthened in those areas. But our real concern is where the UN declared famine, lower in Shabelle and Bakool region. And those regions are controlled by Al-Shabaab. They are refused aid agencies to go there. So this is the time we are asking international intervention for to be reached to those. The Prime Minister ensured that we need to do everything that we can in our power, such as he was talking to the business people, Somalis. He was talking to civil society groups today, urging them to do everything they can to ensure that we reach out to those, despite of Al-Shabaab's reluctant or refusal for the aid agencies to go there. So it is very difficult for when you're not controlling in those areas to do what you can. But nevertheless, the dire need of our people dying on a daily basis is something that we're looking for international intervention and see what else we could do. The international community, we want them to even deliver the food by air dropping. They could do by bringing the closest towns to those so people can take to those people. So we need exerted efforts for all of us. The extent is something that we cannot cope, and we have to be frank on this. And even though the international community's pledge is good, and we got lots of sympathy, lots of and pledge, but we need real action on the ground in order to save lives.